Think for a minute. What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear the words Native American? Old movies, Tonto, protests, drumming, casinos? The new exhibition, Native American Voices Here and Now, wants to set some records straight from stereotypes and preconceived ideas.
Anishi Potamase Imoyankotnapo. It means thank you, Creator, for giving us this day.
Everything in the show, the objects and artifacts, the photos and interactive testimonials, the music, poetry, and videos, says one thing. We are here now.
I want people to know that we have maintained our culture. It may not be what people believe or what they think a Native person should be, but then there are many Native nations in this United States.
Tina Pierce Fragoso, one of the consultants for the exhibition, is a tribal member of the Nanticoke Lenne Lenape in Bridgeton, New Jersey. It's a small community of about 3,000 members still struggling for federal recognition. Pierce Fragoso works at the admissions department at the University of Pennsylvania, where she also coordinates Native American recruitment. She says the biggest challenge in anything that has to do with Native Americans is moving away from the common misconceptions.
I certainly got in trouble in first grade when somebody says there are no Native people on the East Coast. And I said, well, wait a minute, I'm sitting right here.
Pierce Fragoso was interviewed in one of the documentary films in the show.
Tribal members who remained in our area have had other battles as well. Without their knowledge, census takers in the late 1800s listed them as Negro or Black, removing their Native American identities with the stroke of a pen.
The videos filmed during the past 4 years by Hopi filmmaker Patty Talahonga and the exhibition's lead curator, Lucy Fowler Williams, frame the principal narratives of Native voices.
One of the difficult challenges of this topic is that Native America is so diverse. You know, there's no poster child and there is no one leader or even a few leaders.
But there are some surprising facts.
Statistically, almost 80% of Native Americans don't live on reservations today. They live in Native communities. They live in cities.
To tell their stories, Williams surrounded herself with Native American consultants and advisors from around the country who could speak about the common threads of sovereignty, culture, ancestral lands, and traditions. With this exhibition, Williams, who is also the senior keeper of the American collection at the Penn Museum, wanted to avoid some of the most conventional ways institutions have showcased ancient cultures and their ongoing ties to the present.
So I did not want to organize it geographically. I wanted instead to get you to think about Native people in new ways.
To do so, the show uses almost circular exhibition spaces surrounding an inner core, a virtual storytelling campfire. It's framed by interactive towers where hundreds of personal and tribal stories can be accessed by touchscreens. The outer circle is for artwork, old and new. One of the documentaries is about modern artists and their take on ancestry, identity, and everyday life.
Pueblo people have always prayed for everyone around the world, so it was no different when terror struck America.
When 9/11 happened, you know, I was just right there. I was watching the TV. I was, oh my God, you know. And then, but you got to keep going, you know.
Pueblo artist Sean Tafoya responded by embroidering a memorial prayer tapestry to honor the victims of 9/11. The exhibit took care to emphasize the Native American historic presence in Philadelphia and the region. In fact, the University of Pennsylvania itself is located on ancestral Lenne Lenape land. The show, says renowned Cheyenne and Muscogee poet, scholar, and activist Susan Harjo, documents how tribes all over the country have historical ties to Philadelphia.
There are Native people living today whose ancestors had a direct relationship, a personal relationship with Benjamin Franklin or other founders. The reality of the modern Native person is not divorced from the history of our ancestors. It's something that we just carry on.
200 objects from the museum's collection will rotate during the life of the show. It took 5 years to put Native American Voices, the People Here and Now exhibition, and to complete the circle, so to speak, it will remain open at the Penn Museum for the next 5 years. I'm Elizabeth Perez Luna, WHYY News.